Beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. It's quite a remarkable statement. So when Jesus is talking about Moses and all the prophets, he's talking about the Old Testament. He says all of scripture, he's talking about all of the Old Testament. And he says, all of that speaks about me. All of the Old Testament talks about Jesus. And at the end of the walk, Jesus looked like he was going to go on, and they said, no, come and stay with us. And in Luke 24, verses 30 to 32, we read, when he was at the table with them, he took bread, he broke it, he gave thanks and broke it and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? See, I've heard some Christians say, I don't really bother with the Old Testament. I don't think that's very relevant anymore. And I think this passage just totally blows that idea out of the waters, doesn't it? What a challenging statement that is of Jesus, that he spoke to them about himself. He revealed himself from the Old Testament to them. And as he did that, their hearts were burning in them. Now, I wonder if you long for that, to be able to read the Old Testament and have God reveal Jesus to you in such a way as you read the Old Testament that you see Jesus clearly in it and that your heart's on fire as that happens. Isn't that what we need when we read God's word? You know, the Holy Spirit comes to do that, to show us Jesus, doesn't he? And so I just want to encourage you to not dismiss the Old Testament, to embrace the Old Testament and the New Testament, and to look for how it shows you Jesus in there as well. To love the whole of God's word and start to see how it all is connected, how it all fits together, how there's one story of God's love for mankind in there and for you and me. So let's just pray as we sing, and pray that God will do that for us, that as we read his word, our hearts will be on fire, and that we'll see Jesus clearly as we read it. So we're going to sing, Open Our Eyes, Lord. But as we sing that, would you think about asking God to apply that to your life as you read God's word? You can stay seated if you want.
Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch him and say that we love him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to
hearts.
Open our hearts.